Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows around 60. Racine continues to have the highest unemployment rate in the state, while Kenosha remains in the number four spot for June. The jobless rates in all area municipalities rose from May to June. In Racine, the rate of 7.6% was up 0.2. In Mount Pleasant, the rate rose 0.4 to 5.7%. The jobless rate in Caledonia was 5.2%, up 0.2. In Kenosha, it was 6%, up 0.3. And in Oak Creek, the rate was 4.6%, up 0.1. Racine County's unemployment rate rose 0.3 to 6.1%. And in Kenosha County, the rate of 5.4% was up 0.1. The jobless rate in all area municipalities is lower than a year ago in June, with Racine's rate falling 1.3% over the year. The City of Racine Health Department could use your help in replacing stickers on about 2,500 storm drains that warn no dumping drains to lake. Department researcher Stephen Curtis said the stickers were initially placed on the city's storm drains about 10 years ago, but it's time for new ones. So far, about 250 markers have been replaced, but to get the job done in a timely manner, Curtis says a lot of volunteers are needed, 18 years old or older.
Very few of us, a handful of us, either do it as part of a volunteering project on our own time or during our regular work day, and it's just not enough. It would take too long for us to do it on our own, so we really need the community's help to accomplish this goal.
The stickers are designed to create an awareness about the impact of the careless dumping into the storm drains on local waterways. Anyone interested in volunteering should contact the City of Racine Health Department. Talks between the village of Sturtevant and S.C. Johnson over the realignment of Willow Road have ended, the village board voting to end the talks without comment at last night's meeting. The village had sought a new route for the road in advance of improvements to Highway 11 and as a possible economic development tool. However, Monday it was learned that village officials had decided to back away from the plan. SCJ spokesperson Kelly Samru told the board last night they were surprised to learn the village no longer wanted to pursue the change. After the meeting, village president Steve Jansen said they decided this just wasn't the time to move ahead with the plan.
It's a huge expenditure. And, you know, from all the indications that we've gotten from that side, that, you know, as far as developmental opportunity, we thought would exist there someday, probably never going to happen because they want to create that buffer zone around Waxdell, which we respect, and we would never do anything that would hinder Waxdell's operation.
Samro did offer the village possible locations for moving its citizen yard waste site, which currently abuts the Waxdell site. That offer is expected to come before the board at a later date. An advisory resolution setting a target levy increase for the next county budget was narrowly adopted by the Kenosha County Board last night after several supervisors argued for no levy increase next year. For several years, the county board has adopted a resolution setting a levy objective for the exec during the development of the budget. In recent years, Jim Cruiser has generally introduced a budget with an increase well below the board's recommendation. This year's resolution calls for no more than a 2.5% increase, but a substantial number of supervisors argued there should be no increase. Supervisor Michael Stolitsky challenged the administration to do more with less.
These are not robust economic times. Many of my constituents haven't seen a raise in many years. And so I don't support any kind of an increase at this point in time, and I would challenge the administration to go back, sharpen a pencil, and find out a way to either keep it neutral, like they have shown in the past, or even provide a decrease in the levy to give a little bit of relief to our constituents and the taxpayers.
Supervisor David Hallman asked the board how far they're willing to cut programs like those offered by the Division of Help or the Job Center. The board eventually defeated the motion for no increase in the levy and then passed the original resolution calling for a levy increase not to exceed 2.5% on a 10-8 vote. The State Board of Commissioners of Public Lands has approved a state trust fund loan totaling nearly $217,000 to the Racine County town of Yorkville to purchase a tanker truck and updated radio equipment for the fire department. The board approved loans totaling slightly more than $3.6 million to municipalities around the state for various projects. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.